USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed 10 executive orders so he can set up the national response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's calling it a national emergency and says it should be treated as one. He said the pandemic has killed more Americans than all of World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
He says he's shooting for boosting virus vaccinations and testing. He says he's setting up plans to reopen schools and businesses. He's also imposing a mask mandate for Americans when they travel. Biden says he wants to clarify expectations about the pandemic. He says it's going to take months to flatten the curve, and the pandemic will get worse before it gets better. Predictions say the death toll could reach 500,000 by next month. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci made his return to the White House briefing room.
Be completely transparent, open, and honest. If things go wrong, not point fingers, but to correct them and to make everything we do be based on science and evidence. I mean, that was literally a conversation I had 15 minutes ago with the president.
Earlier in the day, Fauci met with the leaders of the World Health Organization after President Biden ordered the U.S. to rejoin the WHO. Forecasters say that a small dose of Arctic air will be turned loose on the northeastern U.S. and part of the Midwest into the weekend and will continue to produce lake-effect snow and snow showers in the regions. As the cold air advances, blustery conditions will ravage from the Great Lakes region through much of the northeast into Saturday. Heavy bursts of snow are anticipated in New England over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An economist who worked for former President Reagan is speaking out on the proposed economy for President Biden. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. You know, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder. And I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake shook an island in the southern Philippines. The quake hit near Jose Abad Santos, about 200 miles southeast of Davao City on the island of Mindanao. There were no reports of major damage or a tsunami. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.